Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Livestock, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 19th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly currently underway in New York, here in America, with Zimbabwe opposition activists planning protests over the attendance of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, arguing he is not a legitimate leader after disputed elections last month. In his address to the Assembly, President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa today called on the U.S. to lift sanctions targeting Mr. Mnangagwa and members of his ruling ZANU-PF party, saying the measures were affecting ordinary Zimbabweans. U.S. President Joe Biden also delivered his speech today, calling on world leaders to work together for the good of humanity despite their differences. Biden also condemned the erosion of democracy and rising military coups in Africa, saying the United States will always stand for democracy.
We convene the Summit for Democracy to strengthen democratic institutions, root out corruption, and reject political violence. And in this moment where democratically elected governments have been toppled in quick succession in Western and Central Africa, we're reminded that this work is as urgent and important as ever. We stand with the African Union and ECOWAS and other regional bodies to support constitutional rule. We will not retreat from the values that make us strong. We will defend democracy, our best tool to meet the challenges we face around the world. And we're working to show how democracy can deliver in ways that matter to people's lives. The Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment addresses the enormous need and opportunity for infrastructure investment in low- and middle-income countries, particularly in Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. Through strategic, targeted public investments, we can unlock enormous amounts of private sector financing. The G7 has pledged to work with parties to collectively mobilize $600 billion in infrastructure financing by 2027. The United States has already mobilized more than $30 billion to date. We're creating a race to the top with projects that have high standards for workers, the environment, and intellectual property while avoiding the trap of unsustainable debt.
President Biden also blasted Russia's continuing war on Ukraine and pledged his country's unwavering support for Ukraine.
For the second year in a row, this gathering dedicated to peaceful resolution of conflicts is darkened by the shadow of war. An illegal war of conquest brought without provocation by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Like every nation in the world, the United States wants this war to end. No nation wants this war to end more than Ukraine. And we strongly support Ukraine in its efforts to bring about a diplomatic resolution that delivers just and lasting peace. But Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately. And it's Russia alone that stands in the way of peace, because the Russia's price for peace is Ukraine's capitulation, Ukraine's territory, and Ukraine's children. Russia believes that the world will grow weary and allow it to brutalize Ukraine without consequence. But I ask you this: if we abandon the core principles of the United States to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that they are protected? If we allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no. We have to stand up to this naked aggression today and deter other would-be aggressors tomorrow. That's why the United States, together with our allies and partners around the world, will continue to stand with the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereignty and territorial integrity and their freedom.
A round of applause there for U.S. President Joe Biden speaking at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres also delivered his remarks this morning, saying the world was becoming unhinged in the face of rising geopolitical tensions, mounting global challenges, and climate change. He spoke specifically about the flooding disaster in Libya that killed more than 11,000 people on September 10.
Just 9 days ago, many of the world's challenges coalesced in an awful hellscape. Thousands of people in Derna, Libya, lost their lives in epic, unprecedented flooding. They were victims many times over. Victims of years of conflict, victims of climate chaos, victims of leaders near and far who failed to find a way to peace. The people of Derna lived and died in the epicenter of that indifference as the skies unleashed 100 times the monthly rainfall in 24 hours, as dams broke after years of war and neglect, as everything they knew was wiped off the map. Even though as we speak, bodies are washing ashore from the same Mediterranean Sea where billionaires sunbathe on their super yachts. Derna is a sad snapshot of the state of our world. The flood of inequity, of injustice, of inability to confront the challenges in our midst. Excellencies, our world is becoming unhinged. Geopolitical tensions are rising. Global challenges are mounting, and we seem incapable of coming together to respond. We confront a host of existential threats, from the climate crisis to disruptive technologies, and we do so at a time of chaotic transition. For much of the Cold War, international relations were largely seen through the prism of two superpowers. Then came a short period of unipolarity. Now we are rapidly moving towards a multipolar world. And this is in many ways positive. It brings new opportunities for justice and balance in international relations.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivering his remarks in New York earlier today at the United Nations General Assembly. Siyahlangana abathandekayo kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngomhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa afike khona namuhla. Uzakhuluma ngolwesine. Kodwa ngomgqibelo abamabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu abe-CCC baqoqa ukubana batshengisele besithi cha umongameli Mnangagwa kayisuye mongameli ngoba unqobe ukukhetho olungaqhutshwanga kuhle ngakho kamelanga abe ese-United Nations. Ndiyo nyaya yathi ukurukuranizwayo nasi veluwe nyaya yemhlangano mkuru we-United Nations General Assembly uko va Emmerson Mnangagwa vano va mutungamiri weZimbabwe vasvika nhasi asi pane vemapato anopikisa zvikuru sei re-CCC vari kuti vacharatidzira ikoko kuNew York nemusuwe mugovera vachichema nekuti haiwa vaMnangagwa vafanira kunge vachipinda mumisangano yakadai nekuti havazi mutungamiri weZimbabwe vari kuti we-CCC vaMnangagwa vakabiridzira isarudzo dzichangopfuura. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly currently underway in New York, here in America, where Zimbabwe opposition activists say they will stage demonstrations on Saturday over the attendance of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, accusing him of rigging last month's election. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this matter tonight, we are joined by opposition CCC activist Rudo Konga and Philip Chabata of the ruling ZANU-PF. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to you both. Let me start off with you, Mr. Chabata. We saw moments ago President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa telling the United States at the General Assembly to lift sanctions, saying on Zimbabwean courts, saying that they were affecting ordinary Zimbabweans. What's your take?
No, thank you, sir. Hello, Auntie Rudo, how are you?
Hi, Rudo, Anzi, how are you? Naba Chabata.
I think kana sisirudo vanobvumirana neni nava Ramaphosa kuti ma sanctions ngaabviswe nekuti ari kutambudza ruzhinji rwevanhu veZimbabwe, vanhu vanongori ordinary people, vasina kana daka ne America. Saka ma America, there is no reason vanoisa ma sanctions. Tinoziva kuti ma sanctions aya akaisirwa kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vashungurudzike, sezvakarehwa na Crockett achiti will make the Zimbabwean economy scream, so that we separate them from ZANU PF. But up to now, when Zimbabwe vakazoona kuti havadi zvivadzvanyiriri nevapambi vevanouya munyika medu vachishandisa utsinye neumhondi hwakafanana nemasanctions kuti vanhu vedu vatambure vagopandukirana pachavo kana kuti vagopandukirana pakugopandukira hurumende yezanu PF, toda kutenda vanhu veZimbabwe nekuti vakazviona uyezve vari kuramba vachivhotera bato rezanu PF nekuti vanorifarira. So far, it is the only alternative, but ripo mamwe haana kana constitution kana structure. How do you expect kuti vanhu vanowina vasina zvakadaro? Toda kutenda vanhu veZimbabwe, toda kutendawo sisirudo vari pano.
Thank you, the Chabata. Coming to you, Rudo, what's your take on the call by Mr. Ramaphosa on the U.S. to lift sanctions on Mr. Mnangagwa and other ZANU-PF members? He says that these sanctions are affecting ordinary Zimbabweans, but of course the U.S. argues these are targeted sanctions. But let's have your take.
Okay, I think it's unfair, and it takes every Zimbabwean citizen for a fool if we say Kudanzi, my sanctions, they are affecting every ordinary Zimbabwean. And yet we all know, right, kuti they are targeted, like what you're saying. Yes, they are targeted, but every other Zimbabwean is suffering because the people whom those sanctions are targeting are refusing to adhere or to swallow their pride and to put down their egos and allow what's supposed to happen. And for Mr. Chabata to say, Anzi, we are celebrating my elections, Akawinwa, now we move forward. I don't think we have been moving forward ever since we gained independence. All we have been doing is move around in circles, and they have been enjoying the benefits that are supposed to be enjoyed by every other Zimbabwean. But we all know it is just for a selected few, right? That have been enjoying those benefits. So which is why we are choosing to say on Saturday, at 10 a.m. in New York, we are going to go there and we are going to be saying, Mnangagwa arikuya munoma akamira sani, because as far as the voice of Zimbabweans spoke on the elections that just happened, we know that he is not the president. He is not our president. And he is not the person who is supposed to be leading us into any progressive thing that's supposed to happen in Zimbabwe at the moment. So we are not considering him as a president. So we are asking kutivauya sani, because vanhu vakavota and the votes akataura, you know, kuti we are not we do not want Mnangagwa anymore. We do not want the ruling party that has been there, that has been stealing all the resources that are supposed to be benefiting every citizen of Zimbabwe. So for Mr. Chabata to say, Nika inovakwa neve nevayo, not every Zimbabwean right now is even in a position to be capable to build the nation as we would want for it to be.
Mhm. Saka Rudo muchange muchisvitsa gwaro kana kuti petition ku United Nations here uyezve moda kuti ite sei itore api matano.
Okay, I think at this point every Zimbabwean is frustrated, be it in the diaspora or at home. And what everyone just wants now is to be heard, right? And we know that we cannot do this on our own. As Zimbabweans, we have tried. We have voted, but now we know that the vote that is meant to be our voice is not working. And now we are looking out to everyone else, and we are saying, please help us. Surely there can be something that can be done by the SADC, by the AU, by the EU, even by the United Nations. If possible, we want fresh elections, free and fair. Not free and fair on paper. We want free and fair, legitimate elections, where we are going to have unbiased and bodies that cannot be bought, bodies that cannot be corrupted, bodies that cannot be bribed by money, to be evaluating, to be seeing, and to be watching. We want the whole world to be watching these elections and to then accredit our elections, because you know what? According to these standards, these elections were free and fair. That's what we want. We want a new progressive Zimbabwe where a vote counts as a voice. Not this thing that we have been having where we are told, Gwenzi, your vote is your voice, but we all know it's going to be a muffled voice which doesn't do much but just push forward certain agendas for certain groups.
Thank you there. Ms. Konga, Rudo Konga, and the CCC, please do stay on the line. Liamuzi ya kuluma lapo. Uthi bona bazatshengisela ke eNew York ngomgqibelo njenge-CCC ngoba bafuna kwenziwe ukhetho olutsha. Bathi hayi, uMnangagwa akangenanga laphana ngemfanelo. Ndidzoke kwamuri vachabata, muri kunzwa zvare Rudo ari kutaura panzi toda kuti kuitwe sarudzo itsva, free and fair elections. Uyezve nhasi taona European Union ichipula 5 million funding for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, vachigunun'unawo nenyaya yesarudzo iyoyi kuti hadzina kufambiswa zvakanaka. Mungati chiine izvi? Zvikuru sei zviri kutaurwa naRudo kuti aiwa tinoda sarudzo itsva nekuti vamunangagwa vakabiridzira sarudzo.
So I think I agree with Rudo that we need another election. and ZANU-PF is ready for that election in 2028. So it will be there they will have an opportunity to come again and run. For your own information, Rudo possibly did not even go to vote, but he is making noise here. How do you win without even going to vote? And the other thing is an election. When you go into an election, it's a contestation whereby there is going to be a winner and a loser. You don't go into an election saying, if I don't win, then I'm going to say it's not free and fair. What I have heard and what I have seen pertaining to what people call free and fair is that it will only be called free and fair if the opposition wins. But they don't have support for them to. They don't have structures. They're not even a party. And how do they try to run against a party like ZANU-PF, a juggernaut like ZANU-PF, a revolutionary party which has structures and which has supporters who can go and vote and who we have been voting? So I do agree with her that the Zimbabwe, we need to have another election, but that election is coming for sure. They need to start preparing, and free and fair, we run our elections according to the constitution of Zimbabwe. If there are any problems with what is in the constitution and what was not done, they have about 76 members of parliament that are in parliament right now. Instead of going to parliament to sing and jump around and sing, making noise, they should be putting those reforms, what they call reforms, and they should be working towards bringing what they want to bring so that the election, they would call the election free and fair. But if free and fair means the opposition will win, then there will never be free and fair elections. As long as these sanctions are there, the elections are not free and fair. Because ZANU-PF is actually being throttled. The EU is talking about putting in 5 million. They did not only put 5 million. They put more than 5 million and gave it to the opposition through the so-called NGOs. So they are actually smarting because they got beat. Their EU friends, they got beat. Whoever was opposing, they got beat. What I need to give Rudo a free advice or a consultation for free is, Rudo, elections in Zimbabwe will not be changed by you going to New York and jumping around in the sun and walking around possibly in rain. No, there is nobody in New York who will change Zimbabwean elections.
Thank you.
Nobody, you who will change Zimbabwean elections. You should have gone to court.
Thank you, Deva Chabata. Thank you, Deva Chabata. I have a listener on the line, but before I go to that listener, I know, Vachabata, you are also in New York, where the president is, and where the Triple C will demonstrate on Saturday. Imimi says, ZANU-PF, pane chirongwa chamnacho, hereche kuratizira, because nambozwa kuti December 12th movement, ingango ratizira in solidarity with the president on Thursday. Ichokwadi.
ZANU-PF does not have urongwa ukuratizira, but citizens of Zimbabwe can have urongwa ukuratizira kana kuda kuratizira kuve support ya kupa support yao kuratizira kukuru kwavakaita kuvhotera election ichangopfuura izve kuenda kunojamba pamberi pevanhu nemakamera izvi hatinozvisiro vanoda kujamba vachiita izvozvo.
Thank you there, Vachabata. Sithathe umlaleli ecingweni. Kunjani mlaleli? Good evening, caller. Hello, mlalele ecingweni, uyasizwa? I think we have okay, siyabonga baba ngokungena kuhlelo. Ngamafitshana kusiphi umbono wakho?
Ya, election yokufisa. Ngicabanga ukuthi kuyimbono omuhle oyenziwa ngabantu ukuthi behambe bedemonstrate lapho e-United Nations. Ngifisa sami ngifisa ukuthi ngabantu bahamba ukuthenga ukuze kubonakale umhlaba ubone ukuthi asijabulanga singizulu sezimthathu ngobune bethajalanga singama-opposition party vele esitshiyeneyo ngabahlali basezimbabwe asijalanga lasibike kakhulu alanelizwe. So kuyinto enhle kakhulu engicabanga ukuthi ngasincedisa ukuya phambili.
Kodwa omunye mlalele ngabuza, uyamuzwa uChabata ukuthi ukutshengisela kuncedi, kuzanceda ngani ukutshengisela?
Mina ngibona kuzonceda ukuveza ukuthana kwethu kubonise umhlaba ukuthi serious wethu oba amasili asi singalo esikuthumelayo ukwenzayo angeke bone ukuthi thina njengabantu basingade siyasimela siyakhathi sela ukuncediswa lokho idelana nakho ngoba ingekho kwi-MC wonke amazwe amaningi like isadathi ikhulume ngalo nathi ukhethe kungekho sente lathi nje ubona ukhethe kungekho MC
aywa
ukusenzela ngicabanga ukuthi sasinde
hayi siyabonga
ngoba
siyabonga mlaleli asishiye khonapho isikhathi sesihambile andizoke kwa uri Rudo as we wrap up pane vamwe vo hongo muri kuratidzira on Thursday on Saturday but pane vamwe vo zvikuruse vebato renyu vari kuchema vari kuti bato harina strategy chiripo apa hanzi mukuru wepati vatsamisa vakungoswera vachitaura mavhesi vachiti zvichanaka zvichanaka paTwitter apo chabuda hapana. What say you?
Okay, I think one important thing that's there to know is knowing the kind of enemy that we are dealing with, right? And as you can see, like what Mr. Chabata was saying, kuti kuratidzira kuna zvakunobatsira. The only free and fair elections that you're going to get are in 2028. Otherwise, I ataka ita angari free and fair. And so it may not be fair for people to say, Mr. Chamisa have a strategy, because now we understand the kind of people and the kind of party and the kind of government that we're dealing with. So what we actually need to do is to be able to know that when we attack, when we then bring out our strategy, the enemy has no idea of what we are doing. Mr. Chamisa values the voice of the people. Mr. Chamisa values how willing people are to be rallying behind him, right? So he is working tirelessly, which is why this time he chose not to go to the courts, because he understands the kind of courts that we are dealing with, which is why right now he chooses not to say anything in court, because he knows that right now we are having my councillors, we're having my MPs that are being arrested, even just for supporting a football team and saying we fear football, and that is taken as inciting violence.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that he is in a position where if he says anything, it can easily be used against him, and he cannot be winning this war, he cannot be winning this battle behind bars. Just like how Sikala right now is closed up, just like how Esme Zingarivume is closed up, those people could have been more resourceful on the outside than they are on the inside.
Thank you.
And Chamisa is in that position.
Thank you, Rudo. And Abachabata, briefly as we close the show, there are some who are saying the president has no legitimacy because he's being isolated by pretty much everybody. Look at European countries, the U.S. Start, like I said, the polls were not free and fair. The AU said, you know, there were problems as well. Is Mr. Mnangagwa isolated?
According to what you have said, I'm just hearing it from you that he is isolated from those. We have never been with the EU in Zimbabwe. EU is not part of Zimbabwe, we are not part of EU, we are not part of America, Zimbabwe is not part of America. The only person that I know is isolated is the person who is running his own show, Arnold Chamisa. Mnangagwa has a team of people and a party that he runs. He's not isolated. And all that. Our strategic ambiguity. Look at how Chido is lost.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Mr. Chabata. Sorry we have to leave it there. Thanks to Rudo Konga, Triple C activist, and Philip Chabata of ZANU PF. Kuna Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.